Will you pray with me?
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my kingdom. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear fellow redeemed, here at the seminary, we are in the second great countdown. The first countdown for many ended a week ago, Tuesday and Wednesday evening. Now we begin to count down towards a week from today, in which for many, it will end a portion of their academic training, and they will go out to take up vicarage assignments. For others, it means leaving this place, take up their first call into the holy ministry, to take over being an under-shepherd of the flock of God. Regardless of what you may be counting down to, one would have to agree that we here at this place will never be together again quite like this. And what a great text to be assigned to preach on at this point in our lives. One could take this Hebrew passage and spend, I am sure, literally hours exploring its depths. One could indeed speak of that great comparison of Jesus Christ, the great sacrifice who went outside the gates, and compare it with the Lamb on the Day of Atonement. One could certainly spend profitable time talking about, indeed, we have here no continuing city, that we are pilgrims and strangers heading towards our heavenly home. One could spend time, certainly today, very profitably, talking about the obedience that we owe our spiritual advisors in the gospel. And indeed, that some of you will experience very shortly in terms of having the authority of the gospel as you work in the midst of God's people. One could spend time profitably talking about the prayers of congregations for their pastors. But I choose today that we spend our time looking at these great concluding verses of prayer and benediction and doxology. May the God of peace, through the blood of the eternal covenant, brought back dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd of the sheep. The God of peace, who knew from the eternal times that peace would have to be restored. Peace that was broken by us. Peace that when it was broken, we had no power within ourselves to establish, for we found ourselves dead and blind and enemies. The God who brought about peace as a consequence of his eternal covenant planned before the foundations of the world. A plan that indeed would include the death of one of the Godhead himself. But that would also include that great resurrection through which we have just lived one more time within our liturgical year. A plan that included the shepherd dying for his sheep. A plan that included you and me. Not just under some great name of the church, but you and me, whom God saw as individuals and by name. Before the foundations of the world, he saw you and me personally and knew us by name. I know my sheep, and we have come to know him. And that shepherd of the sheep is that same one who equips us to live in this perverse world in a way that is pleasing to him. Those of you who have me in class know that at times I talk about sanctification synergism. Somehow that we say that God, to him alone be the glory, he alone is the one who has justified us. But somehow we'll take a little credit for our sanctification, forgetting that it is he that worketh in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. It is he that works in us to do what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, through that faith that we have in Jesus Christ, the motivator, out of which flows that life which is pleasing to him. That faith which is nurtured by word and sacrament. And all for one grand and glorious purpose and end, to whom he alone be glory forever and ever. See, my dear Christian friends, we will meet again. We will be together again. It will be at that time when we gather around the Lamb that was slain but also raised again, when we stand in those robes of white that we have washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we will gather together. Ends of years are sad times. It may be nice to be rid of the pressures of classes and papers and finals and attendance, and all those hurdles which we're really tired of hopping over. But there's also a sadness of parting with friends that some of you have known now for years. There's a sadness of students among students, at times professors with professors, and professors and staff and students. But the one thing that binds us together, my dear Christian friends, is that common faith that we have And one would hope that this prayer, benediction, doxology, we will use for each other. So I would ask you this morning, with me, let us start this day and not forget one another as we travel into the future, as we pray, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.